So there are basically three definitions, if you look carefully, across the gamut of what tshuva means, and they all have validity. One of them is the Rav develops in Ala Tshuva, Tshuvasa Ramasa Kisham Beso, Shmuel returning to himself. One of them is obviously Tshuva El Hashem, V'shav Hashem Elokecha Shuvuschaveri Chamecha, and then Hashem will bring you back to the land of Israel, V'shavtar Hashem Elokecha V'shamata Bekolo. But the Rambam is developing at the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva. Later on in Perek Zion, the story changes, is Tshuva Min HaChet. And that emerges very clearly from the halacha we'll look at today. And we'll also see a very important point. I think the Kesef Mishnah, B'mechilas Kavod Taraso, makes an error interpreting this line in the Rambam. So let's take a look. Remember, the Rambam had started yesterday by establishing, as we call it, the reflexive nature of Tshuva. Kisha Yashiv Achote Mecheto Chayiv Lehisvados. It's understood that he will do Tshuva, and that is bolstered by the Koseres, who Shayashiv Achote Mecheto Lifnei Hashem V'Yisvade. That's what we established yesterday, based on the pasuk of Isha Kiyasu Mikol Chatos HaAdam V'Yisvadu Es Chatasam Asher Asu. Says the Rambam, Chin Bali Chatos V'Hashambos V'Eshem Mivin Karben Oseim Al Shigigasan Oal Zidonan. The karban is nice, but Ein Miskaper Lahem. Notice the word kapara. So the atonement cannot come Bikarbanam, right? That's necessary, but not sufficient. Ad Shiyasu Tshuva. V'Yisvadu V'Doidvarim Shenemar V'Yisvadu Asher Chatala. V'Chein Kol Mechuyev Misos V'Ezdin Mechuyev Malkos Ein Miskaper Lahem B'Misasan. Now Goswami Munis points out, that's why everybody who's kol mumsin misvadin, o b'lekiyasan, or even the malkos, ad sheyasu tshuva v'yisvadu. So all of these things, as we'll see, different kinds of averos, kalos, chamuros, require malkos, they require misa, they require kares, they require yisurin, whatever it is, death itself, but tshuva and bidoy remain absolutely essential. V'chein achovel b'chavero v'amazik mamono. Bein adam lechavero, bein begufo, bein bemamono. Af al pi sheshilim lo, mashu chayiv lo. You make restitution, right? All of the niskin and nezek and tsar and shevis and bipoin boshes. Eino miskaper ad she yisvade. You have to be misvade v'yashuv milasos kazela olam. Shenemar mikol chatos ha'adam. Hey, ara number one. The Rambam says v'yashuv here, clearly referencing the tshuva. Ad sheyisvade v'yashuv milasos kazela olam shenemar mikol chatos adam. So here the Rambam is defining tshuva as what? Tshuva min hachet, but that is to say le'olam, the shiur. If you want to define what tshuva min hachet is, the Rambam, it's v'yashuv milasos kazela olam. So now moving on to the second point. And that corresponds, of course, to the Vidoy Dvarim, as the Rambam said in the Ikaru Shel Vidoy, Le'olam Eini Chozer L'Davar Zeh. So we see that, of course, the Rav was correct, that Vidoy is the articulation and the verbalization of the Gemira slave of Tshuva, V'yashim Lasos Kajal Olam Shenemar Mikol Chatos Adam. So the Kesef Mishnah says the following. He says the Mishnah Baba Kama, so Bachovel, Abba Bishanosin lo, Eno Nimchalo, Achi Vake Shimenu Mechila. Mikomako, my demapical Rabbeinu, Mikol Chatos Adam, Zerich Ion, Hechamaisila. Because if you look in the Mishnah Achovel, you know, this idea of Bakashas Mechila is actually learned from the incident between Avram and Avimelech, Viata Hashebe Shesaish Kinavihu, Vispalel Badcha Bechevi Min Chameshiv. So the Kesef Mishnah is assuming, and that's what the Rambam is talking about here. And he's confused. Why would you learn it out from the pasuk of Mikol Chatos Adam? But again, the Mechilas Kvod Taraso, I think it's a wholesale error. That's not at all what the Rambam is talking about here. V'haraya in Perek Beis of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam does paskin that halacha. And he does use the term mechila. So if you take a look in Perek Beis and Halacha Tes, Ein Atshuva Lo Yom Kippur Mechaprin El Averos Averos Shebein Adam L'Makom Misha Achol Davar Aser, etc. Aval Averos Bein Adam L'Chaveru Kigon Hachovel es chaveru, mekalel chaveru gozo v'chayotzi bo, eino nimchalo, mechila, that's the word of the Mishnah in Baba Kama, le'olam achitin l'chaveru mashu, chayev lo v'yiratzehu. Right, you have to be miratzehim, you have to be mivakesh mechila. Abba b'shehichzer lo mamon shuchayev lo tzarech l'ratzoso, v'lishol mimenu sheyimcholo. That's where the Rambam paskins that halacha. That's not what this halacha is about. So the Rambam was saying in this halacha, Isha Isha Kiyasu Mikol Chatos Adam, Nis Vadu Es Chatasama Sherasu. So what he's saying, whether or not you're Chayiv a Karban, whether it's Ben Adam L'Chaver or Ben Adam L'Mako, it doesn't matter. What you have to do is Tshuva Balev and Vidoy Dvarim. So that's what the Rambam says, Mikol Chatos Adam. That's why it's the perfect pasuk. That's why the Rambam never uses the language of Mechila here. Of course, Mechila, which is erasure of sin, of course that requires Bakashas Mechila Mechaberu. But the Rambam here is establishing the universal, pervasive scope of Tshuva and Vidui. So that's what he's saying. Whether it's a Davar Sheish Lav Korban, whether it's a Chiyuve Malkos or Misas Bezdin, whether it's Ben Adam L'Makom or Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, so Eino, not Nimchalo, but Eino Miskaper Ad Shi Yisvada. And of course, the Raya Gemura, the Makibah Patish, is, of course, that the Vidui has nothing to do with what you say to your friend. Let's go back to the Koseres. Hu Shi Yashu Echoti Mecheto Lifnei Hashem Vi Yisvada. The Vidui Dvarim is always Lifnei HaKel Baruch Hu, as we read yesterday in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. So when we talk about Vidui, it's always Lifnei Hashem. So the Kesef Mishnah just, I think, made an error here and assumed that the Rambam was talking about Ad She Yisvadeh. He thought it was talking about a Bakashas Mechila, and that's why he's confused about the Pasuk, but it's nothing to do with that particular Halacha. So again, what the Rambam establishes here is that if you're talking about Tshuva Minachet, the Shiur, the definition of what that means is le'olam. A person who says, I regret doing it this time, but I'm not prepared to make a commitment, so that is not sufficient for tshuva from that particular chait. Okay, you could say, harei nichamti uboshti, but if you're not willing to commit, eni choza ledaber ze le'olam, so then there's no possibility in that case of having fulfilled the mitzvah of tshuva le'inyan, that particular chait. A different chait, of course, you could, if you're willing to make the commitment of le'olam. Okay.